We are speaking with Patrick Murray. He is the director of the Monmouth Polling Institute in New Jersey. Welcome to the 77 WABC Early News, Patrick.
It's good to be with you, Deborah.
We are expecting a big announcement from Donald Trump later today. Of course, Trump has been teasing this announcement for weeks and weeks now, and he said at a rally, it'll be a big announcement. What are you expecting from Mr. Trump?
Well, one thing that we've learned about Donald Trump is to expect the unexpected. So I'm not sure. He's been fairly quiet since the election results have poured in, particularly over the weekend, as we've learned about control of the Senate staying with the Democrats. We're not sure where the House is going. It will look like it'll be a narrow majority for Republicans. But the key there is a lot of the Trump's endorsed candidates lost. And that really changes the dynamic. So the expectation going into this was going to be that he was going to announce his run for president in 2024. But it could be anything or it could be nothing. We're just really aren't sure. That's why we keep paying attention to Donald Trump.
How much do you think the results of the midterms will influence his decision? Or do you think he's already made up his mind and he's going to go with his original decision?
Well, I think they've influenced his decision a lot. Now, whether he decided to go ahead with it is another question. And it all is just about the uniqueness of Donald Trump, that you don't know what his actual strategic calculation is going to be. A lot of times they simply run against the conventional wisdom. So it really could go either way. I think that's what we're talking about. We continue to talk about Donald Trump's influence is that while many of his candidates were rejected at the polls, some of them, it was very narrow. Donald Trump still has a lot of sway in the Republican Party itself. And so there's still a lot of strength for him and a lot of affection for him among Republican voters. And as we know, the first step in any run for president is to get nominated. And he still has an inside track for that, it seems.
A lot of pollsters were predicting, a giant red wave in the midterms, and Republicans did have success. But why do you think we didn't see that major red wave? What do you blame? I mean, was there voter suppression or Republicans didn't come out to vote? What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you look at the polls were actually kind of varied. There were two different types of polls. There were Republican polls that came from private pollsters, and then there were other polls that came from places like Monmouth University. The Monmouth University polls didn't show the red wave materializing in the same way. So the polls were different. And I think it was because there was an underlying enthusiasm among some Democratic voters that wasn't being counted on. Because if you just looked at the straight enthusiasm measure, there's no question that Republican voters expressed more enthusiasm about going to the polls. But enthusiasm doesn't vote. And I think there are a lot of Democrats who felt it was their duty to vote, even if they didn't feel enthusiastic about it. And enough of them came out that made this a much different race than a lot of people who were following the conventional wisdom thought.
A lot of people expect that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going to declare his candidacy for the GOP nomination for president. But some are saying if Trump runs, then DeSantis should pull back, either be Trump's running mate or wait until 2028. Your thoughts?
That's a question for Republican voters. Whatever the process will be, whether it goes through Iowa and New Hampshire first, as it has in the past primaries, or they have some other system, they're going to fight it out. I don't think DeSantis is going to back down from a fight with Donald Trump. There's not a lot of love between the two of them. And, DeSantis sees his shot in coming up in 2024. I don't think he's going to step back and let Donald Trump just have it. So this will be an interesting, very interesting contest going forward. Who knows whether the two of them cancel themselves out and somebody else can arise. Two years from now, it's a long way away. The primaries are going to start, in terms of campaigning, in the next few months. So we'll see what happens.
And there are a lot of names being bantered about insofar as people who will seriously seek the GOP nomination for president, not only DeSantis, but Senator Ted Cruz, former CIA director, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, former Vice President Mike Pence. Who are the top people that you think are going to emerge from the pack?
We don't know. This is one thing that we've learned is that when you do polling on these things, more than a year out from when the contest gets serious, is that very rarely does the actual nominee emerge in the polls. Donald Trump, when he announced in 2015, was behind in all the polls. He jumped ahead just a month later. So it takes some time. So there's somebody else out there who could emerge, who you might want to put a bet on as a dark horse who could actually be the person. That's how wild these can be when we finally get into the contest itself.
All right, we're talking with Patrick Murray, the director of the Monmouth County Polling Institute. Patrick, any other thoughts on this anticipated announcement from Donald Trump today?
We'll all be watching it because Donald Trump continues to be a very powerful force in American politics. We saw it play out in this past election. He very rarely do you see a former president play such a major role in the outcome of an election. And so Donald Trump is somebody that we're going to continue to watch because he really is driving a significant part of the electorate.
Mr. Murray, thank you so much for being with the 77 WABC Early News.
My pleasure.